Want to see a trick?
Before I could answer, Drover said, You got to see this, Hank. It's really neat. Drover, it's time for you to buzz off. I have to wring a confession out of the prisoner, and it won't be pretty.
Yeah, but he can make that can disappear.
I stuck my nose in his face. What part of buzz off don't you understand? I have to interrogate a prisoner, and I can't concentrate with you jabbering about magic tricks. Go back to the office and wait for further orders. Goodbye. Drover hung his head and started towards the door.
Well, gosh, you don't need to talk so mean. We were just having a little fun.
Yes, I noticed. For 2 solid hours, you were goofing off and having fun with a notorious criminal. That's against regulations, and it will show up in my report. Now scram! He wiggled out the door, and I turned back to the prisoner. Okay, Eddie. Let's get this over with.
Nice little guy.
What?
Rover. Nice little guy.
His name's Drover, with a D, and he's a nice little moron. Sometimes I wonder why I keep him on the payroll.
He liked my tricks.
Yeah. Well, morons are easily entertained. The bad news is that I don't have the slightest interest in your tricks.
They're cool.
I don't care. I found myself looking at him through the wire. Eddie, how did you get yourself into this mess? I mean, you had the whole Texas Panhandle as your playground, but you came back to my ranch and got yourself trapped. He rolled his eyes around.
Wanted some corn, hungry.
Eddie, the creek is full of fish and frogs and other things that coons are supposed to eat. You didn't need to start stealing corn and wrecking sheds. His eyes roamed the cage.
Bored. Moonlight madness. Moon comes up, I got a boogie.
Yes, I knew all about moonlight madness. Eddie's excuse for getting into mischief. Right, and look what it got you.
Gotta get out. Hole, gotta find a hole.
He moved a full circle around the cage, testing the wire with his hands.
Here, no, where's the hole?
He seized the wire with both hands and gave me a pleading look.
You can help, the door.
Eddie, you know I can't do that. We're on opposite sides of the law.
Just for old times, please?
I shook my head and began pacing in front of the cage. I hate this, Eddie. It gives me no pleasure to see you behind bars, but you broke the law.
You have no self-discipline?
Exactly. You have no self-discipline. You're a slave to your
impulses?
Right, but if you don't mind, I'll do the talking.
Sure, no problem.
The sad fact, Eddie, is that you're just a little crook. Sometimes you're a nice little crook, but in my business, a crook is still a crook.
Ever ride in a helicopter?
I stopped in my tracks. What?
Helicopter. Ever ride in one?
No.
Ever want to?
Sure, who hasn't? Why do you ask?
Just curious.
I resumed my pacing. Well, you've never been short of curiosity, pal, and that's part of your problem. See, curiosity is good up to a point, but then it starts getting nosy little raccoons into... Just then, I noticed that he was doing something unusual inside the cage. He was sitting near the front of the cage, and I looked closer. Was he speaking into the empty corn can? Yes, almost as though he were, well, talking into a microphone.